Have you ever wondered why your online purchases come at such a discount? This week, L.C. Morris delves into the complexities of internet commerce and how North Carolina is trying to benefit from purchases made online.
At present, online purchases made in North Carolina are not contributing to the state's economic growth. An e-fairness amendment to the Small Business Jobs and Tax Relief Act has been introduced to the Market Fairness Act. The MFA grants the authority to states to collect sales tax at the time of transaction for purchases made online and through catalogs. The executive director for the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board, Scott Peterson, says the amendment would make state sales tax collections legal for purchases made from remote sellers, no matter where they are located.
One of the issues in sales taxes is that states have today only the authority to collect that tax from retailers who have a physical presence of some nature or another inside that state. North Carolina doesn't have the constitutional authority to require a California retailer to collect a sales tax unless that California retailer has some physical presence inside of North Carolina.
The Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board was organized in March 2000. The goal was to find solutions for the complexity in state sales tax systems. They were tasked with calculating a formula which would require the use of the same sales tax minus or plus a cent.
This has been an issue for a very long time, long before the internet, back when, you know, everybody who bought things remotely did things with a catalog.
Today, 24 states, including North Carolina, abide by the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement.
Retailers have complained for a long time that states tax and exempt nearly the same things. North Carolina has a sales tax holiday on back-to-school supplies, and Vermont has a sales tax holiday on back-to-school supplies, and the statute says back-to-school supplies. The Department of Revenue gets the statute of back-to-school supplies, and both Department of Revenues then come up with a different definition of back-to-school supplies. And so the retailer is left with the responsibility of programming their computers or training their staff on the difference between those two states' back-to-school supplies, even though both states have exactly the same statute. And so one of the things that we have done is we created simple definitions. We've taken the definitions that states commonly use that they disagreed with each other on and brought them together and said, okay, you exempt back-to-school supplies for 2 days in August, and you exempt back-to-school supplies for 2 days in August, why can't you use the same definition? Why can't pens and pencils be exempt in both states?
The effort resulted in the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the state may not require a seller that does not have a physical presence in the state to collect tax on sales into the state. Local retailers are required to tax sales.
You walk into the store, you try on the shoes, you like the shoes, you buy the shoes. That's an over-the-counter sale. The tax on that is easy. The retailer knows what the tax is. The state has the authority over the retailer to force the retailer to collect the sales tax, and everything's said and done. Different case when you go in and you look at those same shoes, you try on the same shoes, you like them, you go on to some website, buy those same exact shoes in that same exact size, and they come to you at your home. Well, if that retailer is not in North Carolina, North Carolina can't force them to collect the sales tax from you.
The House Judiciary Committee in July heard testimony in which Peterson spoke, urging Congress to pass the Online Marketplace Fairness Act. The e-fairness amendment would result in millions of dollars for the state of North Carolina. In 2009, a University of Tennessee study estimated that North Carolina's online shoppers owed $130.4 million in sales taxes. The study predicted the state would lose out on $213.8 million from uncollected taxes from online sales in 2012.
The states would fail to collect roughly $23 billion in sales, collectively $23 billion in sales tax that is legally owed, but that will go uncollected by the retailers and most likely unpaid by the consumers who should be paying the tax when they aren't charged the tax by the retailer.
In July, Senators Kay Hagan and Richard Burr urged constituents to call their offices in support of the Online Marketplace Act. If passed, the eFairness Amendment would require online-only retailers to play by the same rules as local brick-and-mortar businesses, allowing local businesses to compete fairly. Supporters say the move would strengthen local economies still struggling through a sluggish recovery. Currently in North Carolina, mail-order products are purchased with no sales tax charged. But by law, consumers of online goods are supposed to calculate the sales tax and pay it when state income taxes are filed.
In the states that have personal income taxes, that's how it's done today. There's usually either a line on the income tax return or there's some statement inside the income tax bulletin that says, oh, and by the way, if you have made purchases by catalog or over the phone or on the internet and you weren't charged sales tax, you owe that tax to our state, and these are the instructions on how you go about paying that tax.
But most purchasers do not acknowledge online purchases when filling out tax forms. According to the North Carolina Department of Revenue, only about 2% of filers include mail order sales taxes, generating only about $5 million annually.
Situation that exists today, having some who are required to collect a sales tax and some who aren't required to collect a sales tax, creates a very unlevel playing field. And retailers in North Carolina who have to collect the sales tax are at a competitive disadvantage with very similar retailers in other states who are making sales in North Carolina but aren't collecting North Carolina sales tax.
As consumers continue to reap the economic benefits of online purchases, the eFairness Amendment waits in the wings. Peterson says the bill is in limbo. There is no set date for a vote. I'm L.C. Morris.